at least you're making white wine, it sounds like. That's always a pleasure. And I used to go to the Woods and Water Show all the time. In fact, I have a picture. I have to get it and see if I can put it online here. With me in my outfit as one of the mountain men. And it was, that's been, I don't know, 20 years ago now. Big bushy beard, all buckskin, my muzzle loader before they got crazy on guns and knives in the show. And believe me, I fit the part really, really well. And I said, yep, I had to fly in from Alaska. And I actually had some people believing that, even though it was a lie. But it was it brought a lot of laughs to the kids. I had them coming up to touch the buckskins and so on. Even the adults were amazed. And the rifle I have is a monster. It's a 54 caliber, but it's one that I made. It weighs almost 14 pounds. Inch and an eighth barrel, and it takes 200 grains of powder to fire it right, because I made a mistake when I ordered the barrel blank. I ordered a 1-in-90 twist, and that's too slow to spin around ball right, so I paid for it and the expense of having to put twice the powder in to make it do what I want it to do. Sounds like one of the cannons going off down in Detroit, but
part of that whole reenactment thing that they do over there, they were just setting that up when we were getting ready to leave, so we didn't get to see any of that.
30 years ago I was. 20 years ago, I guess it's been, maybe a little more than that. Yes, I was. And it was fun. I mean, you had to do certain things and set your traps up, and they wanted you to put your wigwams up and bring some untreated leather for tanning and so on and so on, scraping it, and it was a lot of fun. The wife would dress up in her bonnets and, you know, authentic 1800s type clothing was what you had to use. So, yeah, it was part me back way back.
Yeah, I like stuff like that. I like to see how people do things the old-fashioned way. Still do some of that myself, actually, but, hey, and I was going to ask you a question. We were talking a while back, and you had mentioned that your doctors were down in the Troy area, and you just kept them because, you know, why change? Now, did you guys used to live down in Troy?
Yes, for about 40 years before I retired, and we lived up here before I retired. I retired in 2010, and let me see, I worked for the government for almost 46 years, 48 years, so I kind of started there. My wife actually got me in there. I started as a custodian for the government, and I just kept getting higher and higher and higher, and I retired as a manager, so yeah, I spent a lot of time down there, but it wasn't for back. It was just my doctor's was down there. I never had back issues. And then after I retired and breaking my back, and before that, I started having major back problems. So, but chiropractors was a no-no for me. It's my two other doctors said, don't ever go to a chiropractor.
So whereabouts in Troy did you live? That's where Terry and I came from.
Well, we was in Ferndale, actually, just a little bit south of Troy, closer to 10 Mile. And, been so long ago, I can't remember the cross street. Not far from Woodward. It was a little bit west of Woodward and about 10 Mile down there. They called it the RB district, the Ritzy Bitsy, you know, which was a lie.
Okay, yeah, we were up by 16 Mile and Rochester Road area.
Yeah, he was a little north of me. This was Pleasant Ridge I was in. And a beautiful home, all natural woods, and four big, huge bedrooms. It was a great house, but it was time to go. I got it for a pretty good price, and when it came time to go, I made a pretty good price on it. I made a good killing, enough to buy this place and pay for it. And this place ain't much, but it's home. And now she's talking about moving further north. It's getting too populated here. She wants to go further, maybe north of St. Helen or Indian Rivers, where I would want to be. But, you know, somewhere up further north where it's quiet and I can have horses.
She's a woman after my own heart, although I'd be perfectly happy up in the UP, to tell you the truth. I love it up there, and, yeah, it's pretty populated. When we bought our place, we were the only people around, and we'd be lucky to see three cars in one day, and now it's like three cars every 30 seconds. It's just built up so much around here, and, no, I'd be perfectly happy in the UP, to tell you the truth.